This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am appreciating the power of the process. So recently, I talked about setting goals and getting to the finish line, but today I am focused on the process. And that's important for me because sometimes I can become so focused on that end goal because I want such an amazing outcome that I tend to focus less on the process and being excellent each step along the way. I can recall being in a meeting once and a colleague referenced the coach, John Wooden. And Mr. Wooden, if you're not familiar, is one of basketball's preeminent coaches due to his record number of wins and his philosophy on focusing on the process. He tends to focus on his team and the standards his team needs to meet in order to achieve the wins. And when I first heard this, I had to really think about that because I thought, how can a coach have so many wins without focusing on the win itself? And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about Daniel's life. Daniel is mostly known for coming out of the lion's den unharmed. Yet that type of faith and courage didn't just appear in Daniel overnight. It grew in him from his daily act of worshiping. He nurtured his strength day in and day out, and that was his process. So when we can trust the process each day, God will handle the rest. And as you think about your own process, recall these words: "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I am helped." Psalm 28:7. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, trust your process.